What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use. We look at the Disabilities Act on this week's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Lorraine Mendez. All of us want to live a normal life, but for some persons, this is not so easy. If you or someone close to you is living with a disability, you understand all too well the challenges faced by members of this community. Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says disparaging terms such as handicapped and retardation used to refer to persons with disabilities are part of the problem.
The terminology that we use to call persons with disabilities keeps people with disabilities out of the public space, out of education, and if you're not educated, then it's difficult to move on to the next level, which is training. Then if you're not educated and trained, it's going to be difficult for you to be employed, because aside from the inhibitions of the employer as to how do I facilitate you in my environment, if you do not have that paper to show, then it puts you at a greater disadvantage.
The Disabilities Act is seeking to ensure that persons with disabilities receive equal access to opportunities.
There are a number of persons with disabilities today on the streets, and I look at them knowing that they did not have to be there. But they grew up in an environment that facilitated dependence. And we have a society that also caters to that dependence, in the sense that society believes that, okay, if I've done my charitable deed, then I have done my good for the day and you can move along. Rather than seek to include you to see, okay, how can I ensure that you get an education, get trained, and perhaps there's a space in my place of employment that you could occupy.
The Act, passed recently in the House of Representatives, will also seek to protect the fundamental rights and freedoms of persons with disabilities, as outlined in Jamaica's Charter of Rights.
Persons with disabilities have a right to be included in society. It does not just mean that you exist in a space.
Yes.
It means that you are there, whatever facilitation that needs to be made on your behalf, whatever accommodations reasonably that needs to be made on your behalf, you need to be able to participate as fully as you can in all aspects of society.
The legislation will also grant enforcement powers to the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities to ensure certain provisions are adhered to. A tribunal will be established to hear complaints by persons with disabilities who feel their rights have been infringed.
So when the complaints of discrimination about the person with disabilities come to the council, it's investigated, and the council will then prepare that complaint for the tribunal. So it's not that the complaints of discrimination will go into the general court system.
The JCPD will draft regulations and codes of practice to accompany the main legislation. These will set out minimum standards to guide the operations of members of the society as it relates to the provisions of the Act.
For example, if it's a builder, my call to ask, how do I ensure that I'm building according to the specifications? And those codes of practice will be there as a guide to say, these are the minimum standards that should guide whatever it is that you do. How do I engage a person who is deaf? Their codes of practice will allow you to know how to engage within the classroom, at the health facility, wherever it is. It will also guide the procedure for voting.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks. For more information on the Disabilities Act, call the JCPD at 968-8373. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. For producer Andre Palmer and studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net. Close windows before dark. Open windows and doors during fogging. Cover your body as much as possible and wear light-colored clothing. Protect yourself from mosquito-borne diseases. Do your part to prevent mosquito breeding in your surroundings. A message from the Ministry of Health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.